This is Scientific American's 60-Second Psych. I'm Christy Nicholson. Got a minute? So 2009 was, in part, a year of powerful people behaving badly. We had Kanye West stealing Taylor Swift's moment at the VMA Awards, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford disappearing to hike the Appalachian Trail, and of course, David Letterman, Tiger Woods. Well, new research published in Psychological Science supports the old notion that power corrupts. Specifically, power can breed hypocrisy. The powerful can feel entitled not to obey the moral rules they demand others to follow. Researchers assigned 172 subjects high-power roles, like prime minister, and low-power roles, like civil servant. And the subjects had to consider a series of moral dilemmas involving stolen bikes, breaking traffic rules, and instituting taxes. In each of the five experiments, the more powerful characters consistently showed moral hypocrisy. They disapproved of immoral behavior, like, for instance, the over-reporting of expenses, and yet behaved badly themselves. For instance, when powerful people were given an opportunity to self-report their success in a dice game, they cheated, reporting that they had won more times than they actually did. The authors note that a sense of entitlement is key here. Those who believe they are entitled to a high-status position tend to be more hypocritical than those who feel they're not deserving of power. In fact, this latter group held themselves to a higher standard than they did others. The powerful who did not feel entitled actually behaved similarly to powerless characters who tend to be harder on themselves than they are on others. And on that note, here's to honesty and integrity in 2010. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Psych, I'm Christy Nicholson.